Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. A Canadian soldier standing guard at a war memorial in the capital of Canada, Ottawa, was shot to death on Wednesday. Gunfire then erupted into the Parliament building. One gunman was killed. Police said they were searching for as many as two others. That prompted a request from the Ottawa Police Chief, Charles Bordeleau, on Wednesday afternoon.
We are asking members of the public to stay away from the downtown core. People in the downtown core are asked to follow the instructions of their building's management. The Ottawa Police Service is looking for witnesses to come forward with information regarding the incident that took place this morning.
Witnesses are saying the soldier was gunned down by a man dressed all in black with a scarf over his face. They said the gunman then entered the Parliament building where dozens of shots rang out. John McKay is a member of the Canadian Parliament.
I was just taking off my jacket to go into caucus. I hear this pop, 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 possibly 10 shots, don't really know. Thought it was dynamite rather than, or construction rather than anything else. Suddenly the security guards come rushing down the hallways, usher us all out to the back of the Parliament buildings. We're standing around talking, and one of the construction people said to us, well, probably a better idea to stand behind one of the monuments so that if there's somebody inside shooting out, then you've got a bit better chance.
The attack came 2 days after a recent convert to Islam killed one Canadian soldier, injured another in a hit-and-run before being shot to death by police. The killer had been on the radar of federal investigators who feared he had jihadist ambitions and seized his passport when he tried to travel to Turkey. In Washington, President Obama spoke by telephone with Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper Wednesday to express the American solidarity with Canadians in the wake of the attack on the Canadian forces. White House spokesman Josh Earnest reiterated Mr. Obama's message to reporters during the daily press briefing Wednesday afternoon.
Canada is one of the closest friends and allies of the United States. And from issues ranging from the strength of our NATO alliance to the Ebola response to dealing with ISIL, there's a strong partnership and friendship and alliance between the United States and Canada. The United States strongly values that relationship, and that relationship makes the citizens of this country safer. Officials inside the U.S. government have been in close touch with their Canadian counterparts today to offer assistance. That includes officials here in the White House.
U.S. Embassy in Ottawa was put on lockdown Wednesday as a precaution, and the North American Aerospace Defense Command said it heightened its alert posture, adding to the number of U.S. and Canadian military aircraft on alert when they are needed. You can stay with VOA for updates on the shooting at Canada's Parliament on Wednesday by going to our website, voanews.com, as well as VOA's hourly newscast, which are available on numerous radio frequencies, affiliates, and always here on our website, voanews.com. Just look for the Listen widget.